research works with doing stream assessments in southern Alabama, and today we're going to focus on the metals and the community structure. So yes, Alabama does have a coast. We're down on the Gulf Coast. And our work is going to be right, that's highlighted there in red. We're just going to focus on streams that flow into the Mobile Tensaw Delta, which is just north of Mobile Bay. There we go. And all of our streams are right in this area. We have streams that are flowing in on both sides of the delta. So there's two questions I'm going to focus on answering in this talk. And first one is, are there areas of concern due to metal concentrations? We're going to look at copper, cadmium, and lead. And then we're going to look to see if the aquatic insect community can be predicted based upon these metal concentrations. This is, you know, metals can have detrimental effects to communities. We all know this, but most of these studies are done in rockier mountain streams that have high levels of metals. We're working with very low levels of metals in this study, and so you're not going to just wipe out the populations. So methods for this study, we sampled in the summer of 2007. We used 17 streams. And for the metal part of it, I took three samples from each stream. I took sediment samples from the top 2 centimeters, so just the bioavailable part of it, and water samples. I used nitric acid digestion and atomic absorption spectroscopy, many countless hours injecting into that machine. And for the benthic community samples, we used a standard kick net, and we tossed back any vertebrates we got, but we brought everything else back to the lab and preserved it and identified everything down to genus. We also took your typical pH, water, water temperature, pH, conductivity, and hardness for each of the streams. Now these coastal Alabama streams are very slow moving. Our substrate is basically sand. We have a little bit of silt, a little bit of mud, a little bit of clay. But you typically just have a sandy bottom stream. The habitat that we sampled the most were in snags, depicted right up here. But we did have streams that looked similar to this, that there were very few snags, there was very little vegetation or roots, so they were pretty clear. There's not a high organic matter in the sediments. So just for our water quality measurements, the important things to note is that we had a pH of about 6. With a lower pH, you're going to have more metals suspended in the water, so it's going to be more bioavailable to the organisms. So we had a pH of 6, so that was all right. But our hardness was only 8. These are very, very soft streams. And so with a hardness of 8, it's going to lower your toxicity values. So a lower value of metals in the water can be harmful and detrimental to the organisms. So what did we end up with? Well, my metals in the sediment were all very, very low. You would kind of predict this with sandy bottom streams, not a high organic matter in there. So none of these are going to be of concern. Metals in the water was a slightly different story with that, with the soft water. So we have still low levels, but all of the lead levels were could be of concern. They could be of harming the aquatic life if long-term exposure. So they were all above limits set by the EPA, and this is calculated down for hardness. So our cadmium levels, 10 of the streams were above acceptable levels. And copper, most of my streams were below detection limit, and I only had 4 streams that I could measure, and they don't pose any threat. So copper was not a problem. So for the actual benthic community, we are focusing on 4 orders, so the odonates, the plecopteras, coleopteras, and trichopteras, and we have a total of 49 genera. So we wanted to make sure that we got a good representation of the genera that were there, and for we did 17 different sites, and we're confident that we have a good sampling effort there. So out of these 49 genera that we found, we're just going to concentrate on the top 11. So we're going to go ahead and eliminate the lower ranking ones. And here's our top 11. So we're just going to use 4 of the odonates, 3 of the plecopteras, 2 of the coleopteras, and 2 of the tricopteras. We ran regression analysis, trying to see if we could pull out any of the metals as a predictor to what's going on in the streams. So just using richness, we could pull out that the copper in the sediment could be used to predict the richness with an R-squared of 33.8. And then we looked at individual genera abundances and to see if we could pull out any metals that could help predict those. And we had anything from a ranging of R-squared of 25 to the 67 that you see. So we actually can use some of our metals in the water and in the sediment to predict our species abundances. So when we have 17 streams, we ran a ward cluster analysis on just the metal data, just to see if we could break these up into a couple groups. And the cluster came out nicely into two groups. If we looked at to see if there's any differences in the metals in these two groups, the lead in the water actually was the only thing that had a significant difference. Group 1 had higher lead levels than group 2, and the sediment, there was no differences. So we have our two groups, and the 11 genera that we focused on. We ran a discriminant function analysis of the heavy metals versus the community. And they actually, our community broke up nicely in, with these two groups. We could predict the community of it. And the 4 that contributed to the most are listed here. So, back to the original questions I asked. Are there areas of concern due to the metal concentrations? And just using the copper, cadmium, and lead. And the metals in the sediment, there was no concern. They can, even though there's no concern, they can still be used as a predictor. And the metals in the water may have some effects on the aquatic life. We'll be able to hopefully see some variation in the seasonal sampling. But, and then the second question was, can aquatic insect community be predicted based upon metal concentrations? And we were able to see, even though the metals in the sediment weren't of concern to hurt the aquatic life, we can still use them as predictors. They were pulled out to predict abundances, and when we grouped the two streams, they could still be used to predict the insect community. So even these low levels could still help. And I'd like to acknowledge everybody that helped and the funding.
We have time for a couple of questions.
I'm not a toxicologist. How does the hardness of the water influence?
The hardness goes with the pH, and your metals will bind to organic matter or particles in the water, and they usually settle out. If you lower your pH and you have softer water, the metals will break those binding properties and become an ionic form, and so they're in the water, suspended in the water. And then in the metal ions can be taken in by the organisms easier, and that's when they really cause problems.
Any more questions? So thank you.
Thank you.